The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. I saw that Macy's is highlighting some amazing AAPI-owned brands right now, too, such as Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Meave.
I was recently on the Macy's website, and I have a friend who loves Disney, and I saw there was a brand called Girls Crew, and they make such cute earrings. I saw that one was a Little Mermaid crystal stud set. It looks super dainty, but the details are amazing.
Oh my God, wait, that sounds so cute. I love Little Mermaid. I need to go on the website and look for it. Can you send me the link?
Duh.
As we all know, Eli loves everything Disney, and I actually need to get him a gift really soon, so I feel like I should just go on there and look and see if they have anything that he would like.
When I think of Eli, I think of Disney. Like, he loves Disney so much. It's so cute. Another AAPI brand I saw on the website was a brand called Sari. They had a beautiful green jade hoop set for earrings. Oh my God, they were so cute.
Honestly, you guys know I'm all about Asian representation and I want to speak out about it as much as I possibly can. And I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month as someone who is Asian and Pacific Islander. This year, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
Join me by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars, an educational nonprofit. You can start shopping on Macy's.com or in store beginning May 1st to May 31st.
Pretty Basic.
Hey everyone, what is up and welcome back to Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host, Alicia Marie.
And I'm your co-host, Remy Cruz.
I feel like we have so much to catch up on.
I know. Oh my God, wait, you're so right because it's so much has happened in the past couple weeks.
Exactly. The last episode we had Brooke Schofield on, which was so good. You guys are loving that episode. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Honestly, it was so good. We were really tired from Coachella.
Yes.
But it was a great episode. And then the week before that was our Coachella recap.
So weekend one.
Weekend one.
We haven't gotten into the weekend two shenanigans of it all. We haven't gotten into so much stuff. You're so right.
I know. So, and it's just been a while since it's been just the girlies, like us talk. I mean, obviously it was just us for Coachella, but we were talking about Coachella. So I feel like it's just been a while. Like there's wedding stuff happening.
So much happening.
We just got back from New York literally last night.
Yes. I thought that I was going to wake up and slay the day because, you know, coming back from New York is always amazing because your body's gotten adjusted to being up 3 hours earlier. I was like, I'm going to come home. I'm going to be on my shit. I'm going to be up early. I'm exhausted today.
I will say though, if you think about it, we slept until like noon every day and went to bed at 5:30 a.m. every day.
Yes.
So I don't know if we really adjusted to the time change.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
You are so right about that. Yes. I didn't think about that till right now.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine. I'm here. I'm ready to talk. And there is so much to catch up on. I mean, you and I have been spending like nonstop time together, but I feel like there's just so much still to talk about.
Well, even last night, it was so funny because we landed maybe around like 10 p.m. Also, side note, it was iconic because Cal drives up to LAX airport, picks you up in your lovely G-Wagon.
Baby
and
blue.
I wish I made this comment because when we were at baggage claim,
yep,
there was a couple with three kids.
Yeah.
All really close in age. And I remember you looked at me and you were like, ooh, I don't know if I could do three. Because we've been talking a lot about marriage and kids and just the next steps of life.
Because I want two kids and Cal wants three.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought you always wanted three.
No, I've always wanted two.
Oh.
And then I like teeter on the idea because he wants it. I'm like, well, you know, maybe I could be down for three, but seeing those two parents juggle three kids under probably two years old, those poor parents.
I mean,
it looked like a set of triplets maybe. Like they were all like the same age.
They were really close in age.
They were really cute. They were just like running and like being loud and one of them kept dropping his binky on the floor and putting it back in his mouth.
I was like, don't.
I know like they don't like at a certain age or like maybe he was the younger. Like once you have enough kids, you don't care about that stuff as much anymore.
The first one versus the first, second.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do that.
It's so funny too, because I know a lot of people who wanted more kids, but after they have two, they're like, I'm done.
That's my parents with Shane.
Oh my God.
He was such a bad baby. They were like, we're good.
Oh my God. That's so yeah, it's interesting because it's like, I'm so curious what you will end up with.
I know, me too.
In my head, I'll have two, but who knows? Like it could be more. But when we were at baggage claim and there was that family there, you were like, I don't know if I could do three. And I was like, yeah, it really is a lot. And also just the idea of having one parent, one kid. To me, I loved growing up. Like whether you're at a restaurant, it's like you always have a parent for a kid, or on a roller coaster, or like traveling, whatever the case is.
Or when you can't drive and your parents have to drive you everywhere. Like my mom would be like, I'll take Remy to dance and you take Shane to tennis.
Yeah. So, but both of us only grew up with one other sibling. So it's interesting because to us that's like,
Easier.
I can't wait till we're moms and we have kids and we're going to like be eating. Our foot's going to be in our mouth for everything we've ever said online.
It's so true. It's our footprint is going to like hold us to this forever.
But when we were at the baggage claim, I had the thought to be like, oh my God, I wonder if Cal's going to pick you up with all of the girls. I thought it and I should have said it just so it was a thing. We go out there, he pulls up and I see three little triplet heads, because your dogs look like triplets. Like, and it was so funny because it was what we were talking about, but like that is your life.
I didn't even think about that, but having three, I love having three dogs. I really do. It was hard in the beginning. And as I've discussed on here, we've been having some issues here and there. I do have a crazy bruise on my arm right now because the dogs got into it and I picked Luna up to separate them. And then my arm got caught in the crossfire and I have like a crazy, it's like a purple bruise like scratch marks. I'm totally fine. It was an accident. It's okay. But
they were so cute.
They were she didn't mean to.
No, she didn't.
She's so sweet. And I didn't think about having three kids. I mean, three dogs and three kids are two very separate things, but like, I get a little like a taste of it. And I love having three. It feels
cute.
Complete.
Cal was like, do you want to sit up front? And you're like, no, I'll sit in the back with the two girls like on either side. And then Momo was in the front. It was just so funny. I felt like I saw a glimpse of your future.
Yeah.
But with the three dogs.
You know, because we'll probably have like, just like Cal was first. And then a year and a half later, he had twin siblings. And so I'm like, you know, at a certain age, you know, the older kid can sit in the front and then I'll be in the back with the twins.
I'll be with the twins.
I'm with the twins. I'll have the twins.
But I brought all of that up because when we were saying bye to each other on the curb at LAX, you were like, when am I going to see you? We do this all the time. Mm-hmm. When am I going to see you next? And I go, oh my God, you're right. Literally tomorrow morning because we're recording Pretty Basic.
See you in literally 12 hours.
And here we are.
Yes. A little fun fact about twins, because if you guys didn't know, we do have a second podcast with Zane and Heath, our amazing friends, called Basically Unfiltered, link down below. We got onto the topic of twins recently because Heath said he wants twins.
Yes.
And I love twins. I've always had a weird fascination with twins. I just think it's so interesting. And I did a little research after we left the podcast because I was curious, like, what is genetic? What is not? And just so everyone knows, identical twins can happen to literally anybody because the egg splits and it's, you know, that's not a genetic thing. But I'm sure it's to some degree it's genetic, but not as much. Fraternal twins are genetic and it's from the mom only.
When you said that to me, I was like, oh my God, that's so interesting, because I know a lot of people who on the guy's side, they have twins in the genes. So they're always like, oh, I wonder if it's in the bloodline, but like, interesting.
You know
it's just
what?
Women.
Let me pause, because we do fact check this podcast Basically Unfiltered. Are identical twins genetic?
I'm pretty sure it's just when the egg splits, but maybe I don't know. Maybe
identical twins are typically not hereditary. Yes. So I knew that because Cal's mom, as I said, had fraternal twins. And when she found out, the doctor was like, by the way, you're having twins. And she was like, perfect. I'm going to go home and actually kill Cal's dad now. And the doctor was like, you can do that, but it actually like has nothing to do with him. It's because of you. It's because of your own eggs, because you happen to have two.
That's so funny, because I would literally, if I was told that by, a nurse or something, I'd be like, shh, don't tell me that, because it's his fault.
You know what it is? That, and also it's the Hamilton thing where the doctor would come. Just, what was it called? What'd they say?
Doctor turned around so he could have deniability.
Yes.
Oh my God,
plausible,
you guys,
deniability.
We went to New York.
Yes.
And we lived my...
I'm sorry. What a good segue we just had.
No, that was so good. Rem, I am so... She knows I love Hamilton, the musical. If you've not seen it, it's beautiful. It's on Disney Plus. You can watch the original cast there. The nerdiest thing about me is that I will work out to the soundtrack. Like, it's been a while, but when it first came out, oh my God, that's how I know every single freaking word to it.
I mean, it's like, they're bangers. I don't think that's that nerdy of you. I really don't.
It's just like when you hear, oh, literally to a musical, Like, like some people work out to rap or like, you know, like some like hype up workout playlist, EDM, house music, whatever. Here I am being like Alexander Hamilton.
I think it's good. Honestly, as a Gleek, I can't sit here and judge. Know, so I think it's not bad that That's you do
so
that. True.
So we, Broadway Direct actually hit us up when they found out we were going to New York and said, hey, we have 4 tickets for you to see Hamilton for free. And I was like, oh, this is my life. Like I remember being in middle school and some of my friends, they were going to New York for vacation and my family really never took vacations. And my friend was so excited because she was like, yeah, we're going to see Wicked on Broadway and see all these musicals. And I was like, I'm so jealous that will never happen to me. Like, I just never thought that would ever be in the cards for me. And here we are like getting free tickets and like, and I'd seen Hamilton once here in LA at the Pantages, but this was my first time seeing it on Broadway. And it was everything in Remy's Obsessed, which is,
I did like it a lot. I mean, I'm like 8 years late, of course, per like my normal routine, but it was incredible.
It's also hard to follow because there is a lot going on and there's not like most traditional plays are like, there's lots of speaking happening.
Yeah.
This is pretty much from start to finish. The whole soundtrack is just rapping and that's everything. Like it's song after song after song. So it's kind of a lot to follow.
It was a lot to follow. Also, I was severely hungover. So on top, I had to close my eyes a few times because I was like, there's a lot happening. And I also, as someone who is, I'm not a lyrics person.
No.
And I, like, I know every Ariana Grande song, but I couldn't tell you what they say. Like, but I know every song front and back.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you the true meaning. Like, I have to sit down and, like, really study lyrics. I'm just someone who, like, likes the melody. I think it sounds pretty. So with a show like Hamilton, I was like, it sounds amazing. Couldn't tell you what the fuck is going
on. Oh, right. It's just like visually you can see what's happening, but you're like, okay, someone got in a fight.
Yes. I was like, what did I learn in A Push? And it has like, it must have done you know, something along with the remnants that I remember, but it was amazing.
It was amazing.
And I came home and realized that my 3 dogs are the Skylar sisters. They are.
When you texted me that last night, I screamed.
It's so true. Cal and I were listening to it in the kitchen and we were dancing and he was like, I just wish you had liked this when we met because now he's like, I'm kind of over it now.
He would have put a ring on it so fucking quick.
She, like the cast. Oh, wait, you have to talk about you.
Oh, okay. Also, craziest thing happened. So a few months ago, I'm like on Instagram and fun fact, if you followed for a while, there was a time when influencers were just assumed you were going to be an actress or acting because you got these like really cool opportunities, which obviously you're gonna attempt to take. Somehow I booked a film. Bitch, I remember bombing that.
Wait, I didn't know you booked a film.
I was booked for a film. Literally, I went to this audition for acting because my team was like, hey, Alicia, go to this. I had somehow randomly got an acting agent. I'm like, I did theater growing up, but that's it. Like,
you're
I'm not
a movie star.
No, let me get into it.
Okay.
So because I booked it and I did horrible during the audition, I think they ran out of budget and they were like, this is our only option. Like, I think the script was so good though. It was kind of like a thriller and it was like the start of social media. It was kind of, I forget what it was called. But it was like a scavenger hunt, but like a murder happens. Like, and like there are these teens, like kind of Pretty Little Liars vibes, like whatever, but it was a film. And I was thinking, oh my God, I booked this. I have to take acting classes now because I can't suck. Mm-hmm. Like I have to do well.
So you booked it without having any acting classes beforehand?
Yeah, I'd never done any acting classes
raw
in my life.
Raw talent, everybody.
No, thank God it never happened. Thank God it never happened. I can't believe you didn't know this. This was probably like 2017, which was or before we became friends. So I took some classes at Howard Fine. He's such an amazing acting coach out here in LA. If anyone needs to go. It was a 9-week course.
Oh my God.
It was school.
Like Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. The first 2 weeks were like, I want to say 8 hours. It was like 3 days a week. I forget. Monday through Friday, basically like it took up my whole life for 9 weeks. Then the last 3 weeks or last 2 weeks, you were there less, but every day or something like that. Like it took up everything in me, right? I didn't vlog it and I wish I did. I mean, I'm glad I didn't in there, but I had to go by myself. I was so terrified. You know me, I can barely go to that shit. All of the people there are actually good. Like they studied acting. Like they deserve to be in the film, not me.
I'm sure also it's expensive too.
Oh, it was so expensive. And basically there was a big chunk of the class were a lot of graduates who came from Texas who had studied in the acting program there. So they were doing the like a it was part of their school thing or whatever. And fast forward to now, I'm on Instagram a few months ago, and one of the guys who I went to acting class with is playing Hamilton on Broadway.
That's
so I
crazy.
Freaked the fuck. I was like, oh my God. We literally exchanged probably three words the entire 9 weeks. I did kind of have a small crush on his friend.
I thought you were going to say him.
No.
He was very attractive and very talented.
So talented. I remember, we still kind of I follow a few people from that, but I saw he was being Hamilton. I was like, that's so freaking sick. Like,
that's
that
insane.
Is so sick. I literally put on my story. I was like, clearly one of us went far with their acting careers. If anyone is curious, I know no one is, but the film that I did, the writers went after I completed my 9 week course and I was ready and prepared for my film. Writers went on strike, so the film never got made.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That you booked a film.
I know.
What was your character?
I forget her name.
Is
I probably
it a big
have the
role?
Script somewhere. It was like one of the, yeah, she was like this stoner chick. And at the time I had never been stoned. So I remember in the audition, he's like, try to have a little more of like a, the director was there. He was like, try to have a little more of like a, you know, a personality, like, you know, pretend you're just smoking with your friends. And I was like, yeah, I mean, school Leisha. I was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah. Like I was so bad. I remember trying so hard. I was like, I don't know what this is like. So I actually am so glad that that movie never happened for myself. I just didn't deserve it. And I think I would have been very embarrassed
was
by the outcome.
Pre or post Bizarre Bark?
Around the same time. I still had the long blonde hair. That's how I know timeline for everything. I'm like, long blonde hair was 2017. And I just remember being like, when's this film happening? They're like, still no update. And months later, they're like, yeah, it's officially not happening.
That is so wild. Imagine you did that and then became like Margot Robbie.
That would actually never happen. First of all,
it could happen.
No,
you could get better.
I feel like the only, let me know your thoughts. I feel like the only influencer gone acting.
Hold on. I'm thinking of someone. Are you thinking of someone?
I'm thinking of some. I think there's only one person I can think of who actually has had like a good career from it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Two. Oh, one.
I have one person in mind. Let's see if we say it at the same time.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Claudia.
Liza Kosha.
Oh!
Liza Kosha. Sorry. I'm so... Liza Koshy.
Oh, my God. Liza. I forgot about Liza.
Yeah. Okay. Claudia as well.
I'm thinking beauty guru lifestyle girls, but Claudia, obviously. Liza Koshy. Who else?
Liza Koshy, because she was in like... My Little Pony recently.
Oh no, she also, I just saw she's doing another show.
She's always, and she's like judges on shows too. Yeah. I just saw this giant pony poster at Century City and it was like Liza Koshy. I was like, damn.
Voice acting? Oh
yes.
My God.
It was very, very
sorry,
impressive.
And Mr. Me Ashton.
Oh my God.
TBD, can we tell them?
We have no info.
Oh.
Also, I cannot wait to like watch it.
It was just me screaming.
Oh my God. Rem did book a voiceover thing. We
I
talked
did do.
About it
yes,
a while ago.
Yes, yes, yes. Claudia,
wait,
you're
so
right.
So imagine if you'd go through all this work, you're so excited, and then it's just like, oh, sorry, this project isn't happening anymore. Like that's so common in the entertainment industry.
Well, for sure. And also just like to even get to the point to get booked for something.
Yeah.
The amount of auditions and rejections must be crazy. Even when you like, I love hearing about certain A-list celebrities who are like, yeah, I went out for this role. Like they were top two, top three, ultimately they didn't get it. And they like, even those people are still facing so much rejection all the time.
You've probably seen this, but I think it's insane that Britney Spears was actually set to play in The Notebook.
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't know this?
No.
They had pictured her acting and then Rachel McAdams killed her audition and they said like, okay, it's going to you. Like the world would be so different. It would have been like a Crossroads movie, The Notebook, if it was Britney Spears. Like love Britney, you know what I mean? But like, I'm so sorry.
I have never actually seen Crossroads.
I thought you were going to say The Notebook.
Oh no, I've seen The Notebook.
But also Crossroads, Remy, it's so, you would love it.
I believe it. And Britney can do anything. So I imagine she'd be great. But at the same time, Rachel McAdams is hard, I'm sure, to beat out.
Rachel McAdams and The Notebook. Like, the fact that there's a multiverse where she didn't play that role is insane.
Also, the fact that she did Mean Girls and The Notebook in the same year, the duality is crazy.
Wait, I want to look up other actors who are supposed to be, like, in big...
That's, like, my favorite news to hear.
You guys already know I'm going to Japan. I have a Pinterest board ready of ideas of outfits that I want to wear. And I've been using Nuuly for a few months. And Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. I'm obsessed with it because it's perfect for day-to-day, but it's even more perfect for events or vacations. And seriously, their selection is amazing. They have over 17,000 styles from dressy stuff trending going out tops, vacation fits, you name it. Nuuly takes care of everything from shipping to laundry. I can even pause without paying a fee if I need to take a little break for whatever reason. I don't know if I'm the only one who does this, but when I place an order, I want my item to ship fast. Like, I am itching for that tracking number, and Nuuly offers fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
They have amazing brands on there. And I also love that they have inclusive sizing. So they have up to 5X as well as petite and maternity.
The options are truly endless. You have access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands, everything from party dresses to premium denim and one-of-a-kind vintage pieces.
And the option to buy what you love, sometimes up to 75% off. Seriously, luckily there are no late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's not a big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or just need to take a break.
Also, Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code PRETTYBASIC20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code PRETTYBASIC20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code PRETTYBASIC20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Fenty Beauty, OK Miss Riri, Good American, Steve Madden, and Stanley. Prep for summer and save on shoes, makeup, jewelry, and more. This finally means that I can restock on the Fenty Gloss Bomb. Also, I don't need any more, but I've been eyeing a new pair of jeans from Good American. They are my favorite jeans I've ever worn, ever, ever, ever. I've been obsessed with the 90s loose jeans. Like the baggy fit has that cool like 90s style. I am obsessed with them. They fit so good. The sizing, amazing. And obviously now would be a great time to get them with that cash back. So I'm not mad at it.
Are you ready to shop? Because I know I am. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including headliners Mejuri, Elf Cosmetics, and Adidas. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. I'll definitely be shopping for my new Pilates outfits. I've been going to Pilates frequently, and I love how everyone kind of dresses up to go to Pilates. They always have their hair slicked back, glowy skin, and wearing the cutest earrings. As we all know, if you go to a workout and are wearing a cute workout set, you feel better. You work out better. And on top of that, you just look better. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free. And when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. Did you know Lea Michele, when she auditioned for Rachel Berry? Have you ever seen Glee?
I have.
Okay. Like, you know her like crazy neurotic character?
Yeah.
She got into a car accident on the way to her audition for Rachel Berry and like fled the scene and literally got to the audition with like glass in her hair and like blood and things and just like continued on. And just like crushed it. And well, she is Rachel Berry, like in real life.
That's what everyone has said.
I mean, she's, from what we've heard, she's kind of a monster.
This is iconic. It says John Travolta passed on playing Forrest Gump.
I did just see that recently.
That's crazy. He was offered the role.
I love Tom Hanks.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Brokeback Mountain.
Who's actually in Brokeback Mountain?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hot.
Oh my God.
I've never seen that one either.
Oh, Brad Pitt and Matt Damon also said no to the proposed roles.
Wow.
Interesting. Hold on.
It's just so wild.
Christina Applegate passed on playing Elle Woods in Legally Blonde.
No way. Wow. I can't imagine anybody but Reese in that role.
Sean Connery as Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
I don't know who Sean Connery.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Oh my God. Al Pacino as Han Solo in Star Wars.
I literally don't know who Sean Connery is.
Matt Damon as Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight.
He passed away. Who?
Matt Damon as Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight.
Don't know Two-Face. What that is. Don't know.
Are you kidding me, Remy?
But he's hot.
Have you seen The Dark Knight?
No.
Oh my God. Heath Ledger.
That's the Heath Ledger one. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, Remy.
I literally watch rom-coms and reality TV.
I can't wait for our next bestie night. I'm going to force you to watch. It's so good. It's like iconic. It's truly, you have to see it.
Who is?
Why are all these men?
Who's Batman? Can we get in some? Heath Ledger is the Joker.
Christian Bale.
Ah.
It's so good.
I know the name. You know, I was at lunch when I was hunting.
I can't.
Who did we see at the restaurant the other day? We were at one of the wedding venues, potential wedding venues, and Cal was, we were like having a discussion with the wedding planners after, like debriefing on the day. And Cal just goes, I'm so sorry. I cannot pay attention right now because
I don't.
Kevin Costner.
Costner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, Kevin Costner's at the bar. And he was freaking out.
Oh my God.
Not what I pictured him to look like.
Emilia Clarke, after filming several scenes involving on-screen nudity early on while playing Daenerys on Game of Thrones, Clarke got sick and tired of being constantly asked about it, which prompted her to turn down the lead role in 2015's 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my God.
That's tea. Like this is so interesting to me.
That is really interesting.
Let me do a few more.
Rumor Willis as Serena Vanderwoodson.
Who?
Rumor Willis.
Who's that?
Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter.
Okay, there's so many Nepo babies that I never like. House Bunny. Oh my God.
I love the House
Bunny. One time when I first signed with my agency, I was like at the car waiting for my ticket to like go get my Nissan Sentra coming up in ballet. And the I'm not kidding. Rolls Royce pulls up in front of my Nissan Sentra and out comes
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris in a Rolls Royce.
It was like, wow. It was like some nice ass car. And I was like,
as she should.
My, I tried not to look but I was like still, I was like, oh my God, like so new to LA.
I love her.
And then I grabbed my keys and got my niece. I was like, oh my God, I just saw Anna Faris.
She's one of my favorite actresses ever.
Oh my God. Reportedly in consideration for the hit film Devil Wears Prada, starring role were Kate Hudson, mm-hmm. Kirsten Dunst, Natalie Portman, Claire Danes, Scarlett Johansson, and Juliette Lewis.
Interesting. For good Andy?
Roster for Andy.
Yeah, I feel like I always heard about that one.
Clearly, like, they had budget for this if they had Meryl Streep. I would take a bullet for Meryl Streep. Love her.
Same. Justin Timberlake was considered for the role of Elton John in Rocketman.
No, really?
You know, we've talked about him and how he needs to be stopped, as well as J-Lo. And I have to say, I was vlogging recently when he did that concert and then brought all of NSYNC out, which we didn't debrief about that. I just find it funny, Mr. Timberlake, that you ignore your fellow bandmates for how many years? You're too good for them. And then suddenly now, when no one cares about you anymore, you bring them back.
Mm.
Now you're open to having them out on the stage with you. I just find it interesting. And I talked about in my vlog how we didn't go because obviously we don't support.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the comments were like, thank God.
No, a lot of the comments were like, was this the event you chose not to go to? And then it was all these clips of like NSYNC. And for a second, I was like, oh, fuck. But I was like, nope, I stand by my decision.
NSYNC never did it for me.
I did love NSYNC.
All right, I was a Backstreet Boys girl over NSYNC. But even more than that, I was a Dream Street girl.
Mm.
I was a Jesse McCartney girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an NLT girl. If you know NLT, comment down below.
I love that.
Do you know who NLT is?
No.
I was just talking about them the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Kevin McHale. Oh, well, you didn't watch Gleek, so you don't know. Gleek. You didn't. Oh my God, I cannot talk today. He's the one in the wheelchair from Glee.
Oh, okay.
He was in a boy band.
No way.
Amazing songs. Yes.
Oh my God. That's giving Drake from Degrassi.
Because he was in a wheelchair.
No, like an...
You bitch.
No, I'm talking about like a well-known like singer who played a role in a wheelchair.
Pipeline.
Hey, clearly it's doing something.
Have you been keeping up with all the rap drama?
No.
Oh my God. The rap world is in flames currently.
Wait, like who?
It's ultimately Kendrick versus Drake. And they keep dropping diss tracks. Like there's a lot of other rappers that are involved as well. But right now, like basically the two heads are like Kendrick versus Drake. Cal knows more about it than I do. And like, he's very passionate about it. So I'll ask him.
You know how we did a red flags episode on basically Unfiltered?
Yeah.
I just did the thumbnail today, so I was thinking about it. But that reminds me, like, you know how Drake had that necklace of like 17 engagement necklaces that or rings that he almost proposed? You didn't know this?
I honestly don't really care about Drake at all. I'm so sorry.
Well, now we're never going to get invited to
it. He's got some bops. I don't mind. I am a Kendrick girl through and through.
I will say, when we went to that one, there was one concert he did. He was really good. Like, I enjoyed it.
I think he's fine.
Kendrick was fucking great.
I don't think he's amazing.
Wait, I'm going to send you this.
I think his work in Degrassi might have been better than his music career.
Drake made a diamond necklace of all of the engagement rings when he wanted to like to propose to people. And he wears it as a necklace. Like, to me, that's a red flag.
I mean, that's definitely a red flag. I think he's also just like, he's just funny to me. Like, he's just such a character.
So do
to
you
me.
Love him? Do you hate him?
No, I don't like him. I think he's like silly. Like, I don't really like fuck with his music though.
It's good. I feel like I do like his music.
They're like fun when you're like at a club, but I just think Kendrick overall is.
Oh, I agree with that. Sorry, Drake. We know you're not listening to.
We just keep like getting ourselves on blacklists.
No, it's just funny.
It's okay. I don't care to go to a Drake concert.
I do think he's good.
And we are so different.
And we are just so different. Anyway, should we talk about like New York a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Hamilton was great.
Well, let's talk about the reason why we went to New York.
Oh, better reason.
On the platform that we are currently on. If you're not watching the YouTube channel, you absolutely must.
Look at you plugging.
Thank you.
You're doing really good.
Comment down below if you love YouTube. Mm-hmm. Comment down below your favorite Drake song.
Oh, actually, that's really good. Well, yeah. So the reason why we went to New York in the first place was because maybe a month or so ago, actually it wasn't. Yeah, maybe a month ago. If that, it was a few weeks ago. Wasn't that long ago. We got hit up by YouTube.
What hit? I didn't know where you were going with that. You're like, it was a few weeks ago. And I was like,
well, I was thinking, because I was like, oh, a few months ago. And I was like, no, it really wasn't that. I feel like it was kind of last minute.
Yeah.
We got hit up by YouTube because they're having basically a event in New York. It's called New Fronts, where they bring their top advertisers to one place and they kind of showcase what's new and going on in the world. Also, Brandcast is like the bigger version of it that Google does. But this is called New Front. So it's like a little bit smaller, but YouTube asked Remy and I if we would love to kind of not host the event, but we like started it and then kind of came in, did a few like minutes of speech.
I feel like we kind of did.
Dude. We did host it, right?
We hosted it, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm like, what defines hosting? It was really quick, but it was really good. And so we flew out there and the next morning, thank God we didn't go out the night before, because the next morning with the time change, by the time we got ready, we had to leave and it ended up being amazing. The rehearsals were a little rough.
We had a very loosely written script while going there. But a lot of it was also like what we were going to say in our own words and things like that. And so when we got there, we basically sat down with the like head person and had to kind of rewrite the whole script like 2 hours before we went up on stage.
And literally like handed Remy the laptop and she's like typing.
Yes, I was like, let me just type it. It'll be faster. So I'm like literally like writing up our scripts. We're like doing our little ad libs and things. Basically, this presentation was YouTube had invited 50 of their top advertisers to this little like cocktail hour event thing. And we were supposed to like put on this event.
We're supposed to be there basically being the face of all of the creators on the freaking platform. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Which is obviously such an honor.
Such an honor.
But obviously a lot of pressure at the same time. And when we went up to do our rehearsal, which this was like a full on like event, like they built out this whole stage and this whole space for it. It was beautiful. They put a lot of money into this, obviously, because they're the top 50 advertisers of Google. And we get up on stage and we didn't have our cards yet because they were still being printed because we just finished writing the scripts.
But we did have the old ones. So like we bring up the old ones that have scribbles all over them. And then they give us our Britney Spears mics, the ones that just like...
We had pop star mics, yes. And we were trying to do the rehearsal for the few people who had gotten there early. And I'm not kidding. I felt so much judgment in the room because we bombed the rehearsal because we didn't have cards or anything.
I didn't feel judgment. I felt embarrassment of like the dress rehearsal is going so bad. They're regretting like having us be here because we're not speakers. I do think because of the podcast, we've gotten really good at speaking, especially to live crowds. But the room was so empty and it was just like people sitting.
Like the most important people there.
I know.
Yeah, we bombed the rehearsal for sure. But again, we were not prepped and I definitely could tell we were making the people who brought us in nervous. But that also to me, I was like, well, that was just the rehearsal. Like we'll slay the actual real one and then they'll be happy.
I will say when we were going down the stairs, I was talking to someone on the team, not our team, their team. And they were like, I was like, oh, like that was really rough. Like, we'll do better. We promise we're going to go downstairs and like rewrite everything and figure it out. And they're like, oh, no. As long as the slides were good, because the slides were worse than you guys. Like, it just wasn't adding up. So I think as a whole, they were like, oh, gosh, this needs work. But I think it was a combination of us and the slides not being matched. They
understood.
Were just
okay.
Like, oh, no. So that made me feel better. But yeah, I even blinked at one point. And I was just like, I'm going to pretend that I'm trying to figure out the line from Remy's card, even though it just said, Alicia, talk about yourself for 30 seconds. Like there was nothing I needed to look for, but I was faking it. I was like, oh, wait. sorry, this doesn't make sense. Like, I tried to play it off so cool because I just like blanked for a solid 10 seconds. And literally, I'm just supposed to be talking about myself.
No, the only thing is like you would go off script, which is fine, but then you would say my lines.
And I so then I'd be like, line then.
What else could I say now then?
Oh my God.
But it was just a rehearsal. We went down and practiced a couple more times and then we slayed the actual final
and
one.
And that's why we're.
That's all that matters.
We're so different. Technically, I feel like I prefer having bullet points where you want the script, but I'm glad we both had each other's lines because I think that's what was the hardest part of figuring out like how to segue it too. Because obviously it's weird to be like, hi, we've been on YouTube for however many years. Also, shout out to you, advertise. Like, I think that the flow of it, we're like, what do they want? But they're like, whatever in your voice. And we're like, okay, obviously like we can't say other platform. Like there's certain words like we can't say. So we're just like, okay, how do we do it? We go downstairs. We did figure it out. We got new cards. They were amazing. They were like, they went across the street and printed all new like cards for us. And then once there actually was a live audience there, I feel like we crushed it.
We really did a very good job. And I will say with the rehearsal, we did a very bad job, but the final, we did a very good job.
Oh, my mom asked, she's like, how did it go, honey? I was like, oh, so I was like, we killed it.
Yeah.
However,
I think the bad rehearsal lit a fire under our asses, though, to do better, because I felt a lot of judgment in the room of like, oof, why do we ask these girls to do it? Like, who hired them? And then when we did such a good job, I was like, I wanted to prove myself.
Yeah.
Like, I promise I can do it.
Yeah.
A good job.
Like, that, again, that just proved, I feel like having an actual audience there, you don't feel like, I feel like we fed off of it and it was good. Like, even hearing them laugh and things, like, it makes it feel like you're
stand-up comic.
Oh, watch out, everybody. Pretty Basic comedy show. Here we go.
Please no, that's my worst nightmare.
No, I would never.
But it went over so well. And at the end of the day, Alicia and I also just were like, this is so crazy. We started our YouTube channels over a decade ago. We've been watching YouTube for like 15 plus years, obsessed with YouTube for so long. And to be able to speak to such highly esteemed people and to represent YouTube is just like, it's the craziest thing in the world. No, and such an honor.
It really was. I love that both of us each had a moment. Cause I remember being like, we need to like sit and think about this. You're like, I was going to tell you this too. Like, we really need to sit and realize like, this is so awesome. And it really is such an honor. And on top of that, like our younger selves would have died if they ever knew that this would even be in the cards for them. Like ever.
Absolutely.
So I love that we both had those moments because we killed it.
It was a pinch me moment for sure.
Yeah.
And to be trusted with that much. And like, that's a really, really, really important room to them, obviously, to be trusted with that was really exciting for us.
Yeah.
And very proud of us. And you killed it.
Thank you. You did too.
Thank you so
much. And you so did too.
And we are so different.
So different. And luckily that was the first day. And then we still had 72 hours in New York.
We did.
We probably slept like 10 of those hours.
You guys, I'm back in my party era, but I have to add, I'm out of it now because I'm exhausted.
Currently.
Actually, in a couple of weeks, I have to go to a bachelorette and I'll be back in my party era. And then I'm officially retiring for a little bit longer. But I just have to say, I mean, we've been nonstop and that's why I'm so tired right now. I went from literally in the month of April, your birthday, Lauren's wedding, Coachella weekend one, Vegas with Cal. Did I have something
Modesto
in between? Oh my God. Then I went on a work trip and then we went to New York and then now I'm sitting here right now. It's been a really packed the last few weeks, but I just have to say, I would not have been able to do this if it were or get through this whole month and still be posting as much as I have, still keep up all my work obligations and things like that, had it not been for figuring out my hormones.
No, I think it was weekend one when you brought that up and it made so much sense to me because your energy has been so different from a year ago.
I'm exhausted right now, but I'm still like able to show up.
No, but that you're like a normal exhausted for everything that you've done versus like even Coachella last year, you went like home early one day and then you left the festival a whole day early because you were just like, I just can't.
I used to just be so tired.
Yeah.
And I thought that way because everyone's always like, I'm so tired. And I was like, I'm so tired too. But I didn't know how different that exhaustion felt than this kind of exhaustion like right now.
Yeah. Like obviously you're tired because you've been doing a lot of awesome things, but a year ago you would have never It's so different. Like I can see it.
Thank you so much. Even going to Coachella this year, for the first time ever, I was able to stay out the entire time. Like last year, or was it 2 years ago? We were trying to get to the after party and I fell asleep I was so exhausted and we didn't even go to the festival till like 5 p.m. By 11, I was so exhausted. I fell asleep on the party bus that was blasting music. Everybody was screaming, but my body was just so tired because I didn't realize like how much my body was messed up. And like figuring out my hormones now has been the best thing that I've ever done for myself.
That has to feel so validating.
Oh my God, it does. And I just can't believe how long of my life I went thinking that was normal.
Like that's baseline.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And so I'm just so grateful for my doctor and like being able to figure everything out. And I can do a whole like episode on that if anybody wants me to like dive into that eventually.
I mean, even just being on my period, I'm exhausted from those hormones, let alone like the level yours were at, you know?
I had no idea, but it's been such a blessing. And Cal and I are always just like, wow, I could not imagine trying to do all these things if I was in the place that I was last year.
Yeah.
This time, like literally sitting on this couch last year, this couch because these are new ones, but.
Well, even two nights ago, it's like 4:30 a.m. We're in New York. We're out. We're drinking. I'm the one who's like, I'm ready to go to bed. Like, I might just go back to the hotel by myself. Remy's like, let's go all night. Like, we can keep going. Like, I don't want to go home. I was like, damn, our roles have switched.
I have to say, we did go home.
We did.
And we did go to bed. Yeah. And I should have gone to bed.
No, it was, but it made me so happy because I was like, wow, like, you haven't been like, it's been a long time since you've been like that.
I used to never be able to stay out. I mean, I remember I would leave you at the bars with all of our friends and then I would be home. I'd already watched TikTok for 2 hours. I'd already showered. I'd had dinner. And then I'd track you and you'd still be out and having fun. And I'd always be like, I wish I was that fun. I wish, because I know I was a Debbie Downer.
You weren't though. And what's crazy is I remember at the time you were just like, oh, I must not like going out because I'm in a relationship. And I remember that made you really sad because you're like, oh, like, I want to be fun. Like it must be because I'm in a relationship. Why else would I not want to like be out? But now knowing it was all your hormones, it's crazy.
It's so wild.
I mean, that might've been a part of it too. Obviously it's so different going out when you're like single versus like when you're looking for someone or whatever.
Oh yes. It is very different.
Or your crush is there. Like, you know, it's so different.
But now I am glad that I can keep up and I can stay out whether we're partying or whether we're just like having a sleepover or something. I'm not like exhausted all
the
time.
And you were a blast.
Thank you so much. You as well.
You've never been a Debbie Downer.
Thank you so much.
What was your favorite part of New York?
I had so many favorite parts that I can't.
The bagels?
Oh. The bagels were up there.
Go watch her TikTok.
The bagels were up there.
I like thought about them this morning. I was like, oh, I should eat healthy because I think I had like 4 bagels. And
as you should.
No, and it's fine, but again, when it's like cake because there's so much cream cheese on it.
I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it was amazing. And like, where else can you get a bagel that delicious?
Which is why I had like 4.
No, they were so good. The birthday cake. I got the viral rainbow bagel with birthday cake cream cheese on it, which was just like cream cheese with sprinkles. So good.
It's so rare for something that's aesthetic and like cute that goes viral to actually be good. And that's one of them. Rainbow bagel.
Really excited for us to go to Korea because I feel like everything in Korea is viral. And I'm curious, is it good or is it just cute?
No.
That's going to be the series. Is it good or is it just cute?
Needless to say, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
We're leaving really soon.
We are leaving soon. But I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. We've got like a couple weeks and then we're off.
We're off to Japan. We're off to Korea. We are going to, I can't wait to literally just be like adopted by your family when we're in Korea.
Oh my God. I forgot
call
to call
me
you.
Shane.
I meant to call you, but then I got busy. I called my mom this morning. Call me Shane. I called my mom this morning and I was just like, oh my God, Alicia's so excited. She said something so cute in New York. She was like, so excited, obviously, for the trip itself, but she's mostly excited just to be like a cruise for a few weeks. And my mom goes, I love her so much. She's just like me. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we're perfectionists and we're procrastinators. I was like, okay.
And we are.
And you guys are.
And we are. No, I'm really excited. So that's in a few weeks, obviously. I don't think a lot of people know this, but my mom and I love to have little mother-daughter dates with Remy and her mom. It's such a cute mother-daughter date. And honestly, it's been a while since we've had one, so we should do it. But
We've been to so many different places. I feel like last summer we were doing it a lot.
We were. And your mom and I are always talking about going to the aquarium together. We're going to do an aquarium date soon. I think my favorite date that we had was when we went to, what's that restaurant by the golf course that's like overlooking the view in Burbank?
Castaway.
And my mom would go there in college, actually. So she made us a reservation. They surprised us and took us there. And it was so good.
Wait, we should do a shopping day for them.
Oh, Susan, I love shopping. We would be so down.
No, my mom would love that. She's like not that into fashion and stuff. And sometimes she gets self-conscious about her outfits. I remember when like she first met your mom, she was like, oh, Suze looks so like good and put together. And I was like, mom, like wait, you look good so too. So we should do a little shopping day.
She would love that. Suze is a little fashionista. She loves to step out in looks like, it, you know, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to be casual and I'll wear a sweatshirt. And she comes in like a full blown, like she loves a boot. That's where I get my love for boots. She loves a boot. She loves a jean. She loves accessories, the bracelets, the necklaces, all the things. And like her casual is like a blouse and like and nice shoes. Like she's just always dressed up.
Well, Mother's Day is May 12th, which if we want to do a Mother's Day episode, maybe we can have them come on. We can go shopping and then have them come on if we want.
I love that idea. We should do a surprise Mother's Day dinner at Elefante.
Oh my God. I love Elefante, the bread. But yes, Mother's Day is coming up super soon. Like I said, it's the 12th and I did not procrastinate this year. Macy's Gift Finder honestly makes it so easy and fast to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day.
I love that our moms just like get along. I feel like I don't really have any other friends that my mom like wants to hang out with their mom or like has that relationship. And I just think it's so sweet.
It has been a while since we've done one of all four of us hanging out. So we should definitely do that soon.
Wait, I just had an idea. We need to make our little dates like a tradition moving on when we have kids so that we can like our kids will hang out. I mean, we already knew they would, but that'd be so sweet.
Well, you know, our moms will be mad if they're not invited.
Oh, every generation.
I love it. I do need to get my mom some real flowers from Mother's Day, which also Macy's website, you can actually order real flowers. Did you know that?
Wait, you can?
Yeah. On the website, there's a brand called Infinity Roses. They have a heart box of 12 pink real roses and they last over a year. You don't have to put them in water. And if I knew about this, I would have done it way before.
If you know me and you come to my house, I have so many of those flowers that last forever because they're so beautiful and they smell so amazing. And also they last forever. They're incredible. And I feel like so worth the investment.
Also, you can shop by price. So if you're looking for a gift that's $25 and under or $100 and under, I saw that Macy's also has Beats headphones, digital photo frames. Moms love a digital photo frame and a Polaroid camera. And honestly, I feel like any mom would love that for the memories.
I've actually been trying to figure out what I want to get my mom for Mother's Day. And I'm pretty stumped because she has everything, but I need to be more on top of it. And I can order a gift for my mom from Macy's website. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder to find the perfect gift for your mother this year.
Guys, I'm going to give you a guess. 2 seconds. Guess. What lashes am I wearing? 1, 2. If you said the Impress, no glue, press on falsies lashes, then you are correct. I am obsessed. I'm wearing the Wispies today. You already know they're a game changer. I have talked about them constantly. And not only the lashes, but also the Impress no glue manis. Like seriously, Impress, you are killing it. I'm a fan. Both the manis and the lashes require no glue. So there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no annoying drying times, no mess, just one step and you are out the door. I love that they require no glue because I'm honestly like, I'm not the best. I've gotten better, but I'm not the best at applying like lash glue or specifically like press on nails with glue. I always get the little air bubbles and it bothers me so much. But when it comes to the Impress manis, it's just the easiest manicure with pre-applied adhesive. You just peel, press and go.
Alicia, I don't know if you saw these, but Impress is a set of press-ons called Vanilla Glazed. It's from the Glazed Donut Collection, which I mean, I honestly just think it's so cute and so easy.
Wait, I did not know that they already had a donut like glazed line. That is insane. I don't know how they're like so quick on the trends, but honestly, I'm impressed. Did you see what I did there?
You're impressed by Impress?
I'm impressed by Impress.
At lunch the other day, Alicia and I were both wearing our Impress press on falsies. And I looked at her, I'm like, are you wearing natural? She was like, no, wispy. And I was like, well, what am I wearing? She goes, volume.
I go voluminous.
She knew the voluminous. If you guys didn't know, they have a unique underlash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. Visit impressbeauty.com/basic and use code basic at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Oh my God. We have to talk about when we were out at that one bar and like the commotion that happened, like the fight that almost broke out.
Huh?
of me when that girl was yelling my name?
Oh, I didn't know that was a fight. I also, where was I? Was I just sitting there?
You were at the bar.
Oh, I was. Yes. Was this when I was buying merch?
Probably.
Okay.
So we're out at a bar. We're sitting in the corner and there happened to be a table. So instantly I like go get the table because it was me, you, and two of our friends that were with us. So basically like we're sitting there and within the first 5 minutes of getting there, there's this girl near the bar, like yelling my name. Who's like, Alicia, Alicia. And I was like, I've never really had scary fan encounters. I was like, oh.
Like she was mad.
Yeah. Like screaming like in my direction. And I was sitting there. And I was like, wait, what? Like, is she saying what I think she's saying? Because I'm like, huh?
Like aggressive.
Yeah. And so Tommy's like at the bar near you. So I'm like making eye contact with him. And I'm definitely have that concerned face of like, is this happening?
And
like,
you were alone?
Yeah. I was like by myself at this point. And I'm like, what? I felt like I sobered up so quick. I was just like, what is happening? And I hear, Alicia! And then I was like, oh my God. Then our friend Pranav is like, he was kind of like near you guys. And then he runs over to me. And this was one of my favorite moments because I'm like, oh, you love me. You care. He like comes over and he like goes in between me and where this girl would be coming because I was in the corner. So he like stands in front of me and like gets all buff. And like, he's, which is so cute because he's like, he's not like,
he's lean.
He's very lean. Yeah, like, yeah. And he's not the fighting type. Like I could never picture him in a fist fight in my life. Love you, Pranav, but I just couldn't. But he like gets in front of me and he's like, I got you. I got you. Like he literally becomes my linebacker to save me from this girl who's about to charge me. Right. And he's like, I got you. I got you. And I was like, oh my God, you care. Like that was his first thing. And he like has his hand out in front of me. And I was just like, oh my God. And then I'm looking at Tommy with the same face. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? And then the girl starts like coming towards us. She's drunk. Like she's not gonna like, you know, but at this point we don't know.
So she's just like, she sounds like she's upset.
Oh, and she starts walking.
Scary.
She starts walking towards us. So Pranav goes up into her face and is like, where are you going? Where are you going? Right?
He did not.
He did. And she's like, I'm going to my friend or whatever. And then he's like, who are you going to? Who like trying to like defuse the situation?
Oh my, wait, how did I not know this?
No, you were buying merch. Remy, you were buying merch.
I was chit-chatting with the bartenders. You probably were so like, kind.
Can I get a, does that come in a large?
No, I literally was like, oh yeah, what's the size range?
Can I test it? Oh yeah, that looks good. And then this girl starts like looking at Pranav like, why are you standing in front of me? Get out of my way.
Oh my God.
And then she goes, Alicia. Then a girl who's like 5 feet from me turns and starts talking to her. And I was like, oh my God, the girl in front of me is named Alicia, not Alicia. And it was just like this weird and then Pranav instantly comes over to me and is like, oh my God, what just happened? You come up with your merch. Like, guys, I bought merch. We're like, did you just see what happened? And I was like, Pranav, you love me. Like,
that's so
you were gonna
sweet.
Protect me. And then Tommy comes over and he's like, no, she was saying Alicia. Like, I knew it was fine. I was just like, oh my God, like, it was a movie. Like, and because it happened within the first 2 minutes of us walking in, it just made it even more like, holy shit, what happened?
What is going on?
Yeah, so no hands were thrown. She was pissed at Pranav for standing in the way of her friend, which I understand now.
I would understand.
If I was like, Rima.
Rima.
If I was like, Remy. And then someone was like, where are you going? I'd be like, get the fuck out of my way. Like,
this reminds me of, why does this always happen to you? When you went to Vegas, that lives rent-free in my mind. When you went to that fake market in Vegas and that girl like, was like, are you friends with the Asian girl?
Oh my God, I forgot about that when me and I went to Vegas.
I think about that all the time.
Okay, we have already talked about this story. Long story short, we're at this like expo thing and there's like all this art and cool, what are those called?
It was Omega art. Mart, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. And
like an interactive,
very interactive
museum situation.
I would say 90% of the people were probably on something because
understood.
That's the type of place you would go to be on something. Understood. I was just drunk. And this woman like comes up to me and is like, are you friends with the Asian girl? And keep in mind, Remy's not there, but I'm with Mia, who's half Japanese. So I was like, yeah. But I remember being like, weird question, yeah. But like, okay. I was like, yeah. But at first I thought maybe she's a fan of the podcast, but she's so mad at me. So I was like, what the fuck? I was like, is this like a Remy hater or something? What the fuck? Like, go leave. Like, what the fuck? So I didn't say it. That was all in my mind. Obviously, yeah. I was like, yeah. So then, she goes, how dare you leave your friend? Like, blah, 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 blah. She is like, blood is coming out of her face. And I was like, what? She goes, your friend. And I was like, what? She goes, your friend, Jessica, or something like that. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This girl was in the bathroom and like was definitely on something, hit her head, and she's like gushing blood. And
so scary.
She said that she was like,
and her two front teeth got knocked out, right?
Her teeth got knocked out. So then like they're trying to find who she's with and her friends. And all she says is the girl, the brunette in the blue corset. I look down, I'm wearing a blue and purple corset. And this woman was like so apologetic, but she had gone off on me being like, how dare you leave your friend? That's so irresponsible. Blah, 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 blah. Like,
good,
you don't care.
Her for calling her out.
It was great.
Yeah.
But I was like, what is happening? I was like, this girl's on something. Like, that was my, I was like, she's like, did she, like, I had no idea what was, like, no, the woman talking, I was
no,
like,
no, I'm just thinking about that poor girl. I hope she's okay.
Oh, I know. I know. I hope
there's
she's
another
okay.
Asian girl out there with veneers. That's not
who
me.
Has a best friend wearing a blue corset.
I wonder if like there was another girl wearing a blue corset.
Oh no, or there had to have been.
But I was like, maybe she just saw you and was like, her.
Could you imagine?
That's what her. I'm like, what are the chances of that?
Well, but again, I mean, corsets are so trendy and stuff. But yeah, I was wearing a blue, black, and purple corset. And I go, oh.
I really also wonder about that girl that I found in the elevator in Vegas with Cal.
With the pizza.
Yeah, I think about her a lot. I hope she's okay. Her friends were not good friends.
There's times like that where you're like, what the fuck? Like, huh?
Mm-mm. I wish I got her number. I think about her a lot. I found a girl with Cal who was, I believe she was sitting outside the elevator crying with no shoes and a dress on in Vegas. And she couldn't find her friends. All her friends left her. And we ended up taking her back to her room and had to call her friends
scary.
Over and over and over again to try and find them. And then when they came, they were so mad at her. I was like, you don't do that.
You're like, it doesn't matter how we got here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, like, you weren't actively looking for her.
Well, in Vegas.
Or the dogs or the children.
Oh my God.
Who are left. And then they like reunite them with their owner or their family. And they're not even.
No, that happened to
they
me.
They weren't even trying. You found a dog or a kid?
A kid. I was literally at Target and I see this like little kid. I think it was this little boy. He had to have been like 4 or 5, like very young, maybe 6, very young though. And I remember like, I did the first thing where I'm like, okay, kid by themselves, I was judging, where the fuck is your parent?
Yeah.
And then I like look around, I was like, wait, I actually don't see any parent. And then I could tell he was like scared. And I got lost in the mall when I was younger. So I was like, oh, it's my duty to pay it forward. So I was like, hi buddy. Do you know where your mom is? And he was like, no. And he was crying. And I was like, here, let's go to the front. So like, I like grab his hand and like, again, used to teaching like elementary kids. I like so get on his cute. Level and I'm like, are you okay? So like I bring him to the counter and I'm like, hi, we lost our mom. And then over the intercom, they're like, hi, blah, 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 blah.
We lost our mom. Imagine you're like, your mom's gone. We lost our mom.
So then they call for the intercom. The mom comes and doesn't even say thank you, which I wasn't expecting a thank you, but like
that doesn't even matter.
Was like
if she wasn't stressing.
Literally, she comes up and she was pissed and I get whatever. But from my POV, it didn't look, it seemed very odd because she was like mad at him, like, where'd you go? Versus
no.
Like, yeah. And again, no judgment. I'm not a mom.
No, but, I'm going to judge.
Okay, I'll judge too. So I was just like, okay, not that I wanted a gold star or like a pat on my back for being a good Samaritan, but I was just like, okay, like this was really weird and just not how I thought it was going to play out.
No, it should, like she should have been freaking out. And what? Yeah, absolutely.
And he was crying. It's not like he like he was scared and he was so young.
No, I saw this video on TikTok and granted, I don't know if it was real, but if it was, this man was kayaking and there was a kid in the literal body of water, ocean, lake, wherever he was, wearing a life vest and was just like alone in the middle of the water, like
what?
In literally like far out and was freaking out. He had the kid hold onto his kayak and then like brought him back to shore. And the kid was just crying and stressing. He's like, my dad's going to be so mad at me. My dad's going to be so mad at me.
Like what happened?
I don't know, but they found the dad and the dad could not have cared less.
Are you kidding?
And I hope to God CPS was called. Can you believe that? Granted, again, what? I don't know if it was like a skit or something, but.
I know. That's what I hate when I see shit online that I'm like, I doubt if it's real. I know where I'm like, if this is fake.
Or.
That's karma's headed your way.
Or the animals that are also, you know, lost where people, I just can't believe people will just like drive somewhere and leave a dog
like a
or leave a cat.
Way.
There's a special place in hell for those people.
1,000%.
Crazy story. My friend Kim Tai has a dog named Casper. He's so cute. I don't know what kind of dog he is, but he's so cute. But they adopted him from China. And crazy story. She was vlogging him. I think she might have been talking about some like health issue that he had. And then Sheila's like checking her DMs one day, and these girls who were foreign exchange students in China were like, "Hi, I think we found your dog when they were in China, and he'd been hit by a car because like he had the same, like the something that was coloring flaring up was like or- the same. Well, yeah, yeah. But like some, when he had gotten hit by the car, like one of his legs got messed up and it was like a similar, like, yeah." So they're like, "Oh my God, I think that we found your dog." And she literally sent, they sent her photos of them finding him all bloody, gotten hit by a car. And when they found him, they found the owner of him, and to like return him, the owner was like, I didn't want him. So then that's why now Kim has him. And like Bunny's Buddies was just an amazing organization that like, yeah, that like matches people with their, with dogs and things. That's how they got matched up. But I was like, it's okay. Now he's living the best life ever. And he has three amazing brothers and two amazing parents. I know.
He really said, "I'm coming to the States."
Yeah. He's so cute. It's just crazy. Oh, and Casper, there's a special place in hell for those people.
There really are. Mm-hmm. And I can say that with a smile on my face.
Me too. And I will be judging.
Mm-hmm. And we will be judging.
Yep.
From heaven. Anyway. Wow. I've been having so much fun.
Overall, the New York trip was so fun and had the best time.
Look out for the vlogs.
Yes.
I just sent my editor my footage this morning, so hopefully it's up soon.
I got mine back and I will be editing her tonight and she'll be up. By the time you're watching this, go check out our vlogs.
You know how hard it is to be your best friend because I have to keep up with how quick you upload. Because if I'm watching people's vlogs and it's outdated, I'm over it. I get over my own vlogs.
Yeah,
like, I even have half of a vlog from before New York, but I'm probably just not going to upload it because I'm like, I'm over it. Like, and whatever.
Put it in the front of the New York vlog. They want more.
I know, but to me that like doesn't flow. Like to me, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't go.
I think people would say that they want it. I'm speaking for the vlog listeners. They want it.
I speak for the people.
I do speak for the people. I speak for the Alicia Marie vlog consumers and they want it.
Okay, well, we'll think about it.
But that's to close up the New York chapter of the last few days. So fun. I need a fucking nap.
Go watch the vlog. We went shopping. We do a haul on our vlogs. We went to a really sick vintage designer shop.
It was really, really cool.
It was really cool.
I was gonna wear my heels that I bought, but I'm wearing leggings and a sweatshirt, so that would have been a little weird.
I thought you were gonna say you were gonna wear the sweatshirt, but I like threw mine in my hamper this morning because I was like, we flew in it yesterday.
Ew.
So I was gonna judge you for a little bit. I have to,
as
if
you
I
should
fly, even if it's like a 45-minute flight, to me all of those clothes are disgustingly dirty and I have to wash them.
If my clothes leave the house, they're dirty. Like I'm not gonna rewear. And don't even get me started about people.
I know. We've talked about this.
Who wear their clothes in bed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shoes in the house.
Well,
I
was like, too.
I know.
Shoes in
that's
the house.
That's another one of my red flags.
Clothes on the bed. Mm-hmm. Do you wear clothes outside from outside on the bed?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't really sit on my bed.
Same. I'm only getting in to go to bed. And yeah. I'm only wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Well, no, because I guess I'll film and I'll sit on my bed. Like that type of stuff.
That's okay. Like,
yeah, but
and you're on the edge. You're not like in the bed.
No,
I think
no.
On top of the bed is one thing. Still, I wouldn't do it. But like inside the bed.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I like something changed drastically in me because I used to not care when traveling about making my bed because I'm like, it's fine. I'm just going to sleep, whatever. Now it bothers me. Like I have to make my bed just because I want it to be clean for when I go to bed.
Getting into a freshly made bed, but getting into a bed that has been made versus not, there's a different feeling.
There is.
There really is. I don't know what about the chemistry and all of the scientific things, but there's just something different about it.
I agree with that. Anyways, that was New York.
That was New York.
Oh, you should talk about this morning.
Yes. Well, nothing happened this morning, but something was supposed to happen this morning. If you guys remember, it's been now 8 months since my concussion.
Has it been 8 months? Was it Vlogmas?
It was August.
August.
Yes. August in case you guys were wondering, in case you didn't know, actually, I guess now maybe more than, it's almost 9 months now. About 9 months ago, I went into my garage, opened up a cabinet, and a box of paint cans fell on my head. Led me to have a mild concussion. I was totally okay. It also fell onto the top of my head, which is like, if you were to get a head injury, that's what you want.
That's the better spot?
Yeah, like on the, literally like as if I'm putting a hat on my head, like the very top.
Oof.
Front and back like are like a little bit more, like you have to be a little bit more worried.
I didn't know that.
I think like the top is like not as big of a deal. And so went into the emergency room, which then led me to get a CT scan, which they found out totally fine, mild concussion. I was going to be okay. But in doing that CT scan, we found out that I had a cyst in my pineal gland. P-I-N-E-A-L. Pineal? Mm-hmm. Okay. Pineal gland. And they wanted me to monitor it, apparently. And after talking about it, I've had a lot of friends who have PCOS reach out to me and they're like, oh, I've had similar things. Like, it's just, again, hormone imbalance. Woo. And so then they wanted me to do an MRI to get a better look. We saw that it was like 1.1 centimeters. So like, not small, but not big. And they were like, let's monitor it. Come back again for an MRI. Oh, I'm claustrophobic.
I feel like anything in your brain is scary.
For sure. Yeah. And I've done research. If it were to grow and I need surgery, it's like, it's literally, it's brain surgery. And they have to go through my nose, which honestly.
That's better.
What? Not the worst thing. My sinuses are so fucked up. Just like break it.
Can little, you just like fix it while you're there?
Just a little nose job is fine. No, I'm just kidding. And so.
I would. Oh my. If I was like already going under like with my nose, I'd be like, hey, can you just.
I would like, yeah, going through the nose is not as scary. I've had a lot of friends growing up who had to do like actual like brain surgery. Yeah, there are a lot of kids.
I haven't known anyone.
Mm-hmm, like literally like drilling into the head. Oof.
And you have to be awake for that stuff.
I think I have a deviated septum, if not two, right?
Yeah, Ashley and my dad does too.
How do you know?
You can't breathe.
Yeah, I can't really breathe ever.
It like collapses. Like when you look in a mirror and you breathe in, it, like one side will collapse. Both yours are.
Oh. Yeah, I can barely breathe, you guys, ever. Anyways, so it wouldn't be the worst thing. Maybe they could like help my sinuses out. Obviously, I don't want brain surgery, so I've been kind of worried about that. When I got my first MRI, I have claustrophobia, so I had like a full like four panic attacks in that 20-minute span, and I've been really dreading going back. Sorry, that was a long backstory, but in case you didn't know.
Well, and they said that you would have to keep up. You'd need another one.
Yeah, yeah. They said, come back again next
like
year.
Or
and then I think after the results of this one, we'll find out whether or not, or like how frequently I need to go back, whether mm-hmm. or not I need surgery. Everybody, please pray for me. And so, you know, it was finally time for me to go back and do it again. And I went in, I got the same technician as before, who is such
a dick,
an asshole. He's so rude. And he was so rude to me the first time. He just like is not happy to be there. And
which like, okay, to an extent, I don't think it's ever okay, right? I get more like an urgent care where it's just like, there's so many people and like, and you're just like a front or DMV. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of get those people when they're a dick. They still shouldn't be. But like, you're getting a fucking MRI.
Also, I'm very polite.
Yes.
I am very, I've been nothing but nice to this man and he just doesn't like me or doesn't like his job or doesn't, or both days maybe just had a really bad day.
Maybe he got broken up with. The morning of.
Both mornings would be crazy.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm like, maybe he's having bad days. Either way, he was rude to me again. And I went in. I have to say the nurse, though, he was the nicest nurse Aww. Ever. And he made me like feel very comfortable and he was very nice. So thank you to him.
You know, he's compensating. He's like,
he was overly compensating for sure. And so when I went in, it took a lot for me to muster up my courage to get in there. And I was like, you know, it's going to be better though this time because at least I know what I'm expecting now because a lot of my anxiety comes from not knowing what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like roller coasters in general, even more than a normal roller coaster. A roller coaster that I have never been on that I don't know what to expect is my worst nightmare. I will sit on YouTube and watch a roller coaster from like a GoPro from someone wearing it on their head to know what to expect.
Really?
Yeah. That gives me more calmness than anything, like to know what might happen.
We're going to work on that.
I think it's a control thing. And as we know, I'm a control freak, but I was like, I'm going to be better this time because I knew what to expect. And I was much better.
Good.
Because it's my brain. They have to put my head in this cage, which my bone to pick. And I called my mom this morning about it. I will call my hospital to schedule it. And the first question they ask me when scheduling an MRI is, are you claustrophobic? Every time I say yes. And they say, okay. So it's just simply a survey they're filling out. But then why don't you give me the open one? Why don't you give me like a bigger machine? Like why even ask the question if I'm going to say yes and they don't do anything about it? Isn't that so funny?
Well, what's weird is from my I've had people who I know who get MRIs when they say they're claustrophobic, they purposely put them in. Maybe it wasn't available.
No, they literally do not care at the doctor that I go to. But I called my mom and she was like, as we all know, with all doctors, you need to advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
So you'd be proud of me. I did. And I said, hi, shout out to the people who watch my vlogs because they told me after my last panic attack that I can ask for an open MRI.
Yeah.
So I asked for an open MRI and they said, actually, no.
They said no.
They said no. They said I need like a special doctor's order for it, but they can give me a bigger machine. And I said, okay, like I'll take what I can get. I did ask actually my doctor to put in a referral. So I am going to do an open MRI, which I'm so excited about.
I mean, I guess you don't see a psychiatrist, but I'm like, even just being like, I have anxiety. Like
just like, don't ask the question if you're not going to care what my answer is. Like that's the hill that I'm dying on. But
I've never had an MRI.
If you have claustrophobia, it's crazy. But also, I told my vlog this. I didn't realize like my whole situation was like unconventional, I guess, or I don't know. We got IVs at a Coachella after party, and it was a nurse practitioner who was giving us them, and she had a hard time. I always have trouble with people finding my veins. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh, making small talk with her, and she was like having to switch around, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, no, I always have trouble. Last time I went to get my MRI done, and I get contrast, which is like basically like 3/4 the way through they'll give you an injection of dye
so they can see it,
that'll show things more on the scans. I was like, yeah, when I got my MRI recently last year, they couldn't find my veins for the contrast, and they had to switch arms. It was this whole thing. She's like, oh, are you okay? Why did you need an MRI with contrast? And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I went in to get my MRI, and they put my head in this cage, and they put these like pads so that my head doesn't move. And I've had a lot of people tell me like, you can do headphones, you can play music. I don't know if my hospital just sucks, but they give me nothing. I saw this girl also, because people are tagging me in a lot of stuff on TikTok. This girl has claustrophobia. And so they put these like spy glasses on her that have mirrors. So when she looks up, she actually sees her feet.
Oh, nice.
Rather than, because I fucked up, you guys. I opened up my eyes as I was going in. It's literally here.
Don't do that.
I don't know why I did that. And I was, was feeling my heartbeat and my breathing. And I'm not kidding. When I'm in there, my breathing's like this the whole time. But I made it through. So they said, we're going to put you in for 15 minutes. We'll pull you out, give you the contrast, 5 more minutes, and you should be done.
I know you don't have physical headphones, but usually they offer to play music.
No, they didn't. My hospital, that guy just hates me. And so basically all I hear is just,
beep. What's riot?
I don't know what's going on in that machine, but it sounds like a maraca almost,
yeah,
going like shake, 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 like almost around. Like you hear it like, you, you,
oh,
you.
Interesting.
Beep, beep. It's really cool. And so I'm in there and I'm like, I was actually just thinking about the new podcast. Like I was just trying to replay one of the episodes in my head, yeah, because I was just like, what can I keep doing for the next
time? Next time you can rap Hamilton.
I can. And so I finished almost the entire thing, you guys. Like I was so proud of myself. I killed it. I did such a better job than the first time, because the first time I came out crying and they started pulling me out and I was like so excited. I was like, okay, like only a few more minutes. Like you got this. Like you probably won't have to do this for another year, maybe even 2 years if things go well. And they pull me out and the nurse comes in and he's like, the nice one. He's like, I'm so sorry to bother. Like, do you have anything like on your hair? And I was like, because I, you know, you could have no metal. So I took all my jewelry off. I don't have any hair extensions. Because, you know, like maybe the beads are like, I had my hair up, half down. Like maybe like the elastic had like metal in it. I was like, no, like I made sure to take everything out. And he's like, okay, like, let me go talk to the technician. And so he goes and talks to the technician. And then the technician walks in. He's like, do you have hair dye? I was like, yeah, but like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people who get these don't have like some sort of hair dye. I was like, yeah, I have like a gloss on my hair. And he's like, do you have like anything in your hair? And I was like, oh, I have hairspray because I put my hair up.
Yeah.
And he literally just looks at me and goes, you should have known better. You shouldn't have that in your hair. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I like, no one told me. He's like, yeah, you should have known better. You're going to have to come back. And then the nurse is like, yeah, like your hair looks so amazing though. Like, aww. I'm sure you don't want to mess it up. And I was like, no, like, thank you so much.
Also, it's their job to tell you that stuff.
Literally. And well, not his job, but like the person who's called me should have told me. No, but
even whenever I get blood work, they're like, also keep in mind, you have to be fasted.
Yeah, he was just really rude. And so he was just like, yeah, you're going to have to come back. And then like left the room. And then the nurse was like, you know, like your hair looks so good. So, you know, we don't want to like mess it up. And, you know, we want to make sure that the quality of the photos is, he was just like so nice about it. I was like, no, thank you.
Can you request another doctor?
I should actually. I made sure to be like, thank you so much for being so nice. I really appreciate it.
Good.
I could cry. Like I was so rude to me. Anyway, so then I went back in the car and I talked to my vlog and a lot of comments were like, oh my God, I'm in nursing school. I'm in medical school. I am a nurse. I am an MRI technician. that's not a thing. Like a lot of people said that. I will say I Googled it and one study from UCLA did say you shouldn't. So, which is fine. Well,
but again,
I just wish someone told me.
Yeah. I've never, my mom's gotten so many, Ashley's gotten some. I've never heard of hairspray. Again, I've never, but still, yes. That's weird.
And I will say like there can be metallic traces and that makes sense in hairspray, in makeup, in eyeshadow, whatever.
And here's the thing. I bet your hair looked good and I bet the hairspray was doing its job. But that doesn't matter.
I appreciate it. I also just think the delivery could have been nicer. Like, yes, that was my fault. I should have known.
No, you shouldn't have known.
They could have told me.
They should have told you.
They could have told me. For how much I'm paying for health insurance, they could have told me.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I had to go do it. I have to do it again. I just like was so sad. I will say someone also commented. They're like, and granted, I don't know if this is true, but they're like, I'm an MRI technician, Rem. And just so you know, by the second photo, he could have told that it was not like up to the best quality. So he should have like stopped you immediately. But yeah.
So it sounds like we need a new doctor.
I mean, I will be doing an MRI, open MRI. And I requested that. So I'm waiting for my doctor to give me the referral and then I'm going to go do that.
But again, if it's him again.
Well, I think it'll be someone different. I assume.
It better be.
He keeps, because it's, I've gone to the same room twice and I think that's just his room. So.
Fuck that.
All to say, updates to come eventually. And MRIs are scary.
And on that note, damn. No, honestly, I'm hoping that the next one, there's not going to be any difference and they're going to be like, okay, you're good. Because yeah. I've heard that is a common, like.
I had a friend who told me that hers just ruptured on its own. It went away and they're like, okay, you're fine now.
Awesome.
Please God.
Erupt.
Yeah. Erupt.
Oh my God. I love this episode. I feel like we can keep talking, but I do know we are over an hour already. So we're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you've made it to the very end of this episode, I feel like you should comment.
Comment down below.
Besides your favorite Drake song.
Obviously. Comment down below. I don't know. I have to pee so badly. I'm sorry. I can't think.
Oh my God. Put the little water emoji because Remy has to pee.
Yeah, I have to pee so badly. Okay. Thanks, guys. We love you.
Guys. Bye. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.